Blog Talk Radio.
It did it again. And you know what? I'm inside our Blog Talk studio, and I think that our intro music somehow got deleted because I can't find it here. So Megan and I, we would sing for you. We would introduce ourselves, but you may not want that, especially in... It's a little early for me still, so we'll spare you that. But we are Soulfulpreneur Radio, and thanks for tuning in. I'm going to let Megan take over now.
Oh, great. Okay. Hi, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Soulfulpreneur Talk Radio. This is Megan Crandall-Meyer, and I'm here today with Rachel Archelaus.
Hello.
And we host this show every week, and we are very happy to have a special guest, and her name is Charlene Day, and we will talk about her shortly. But Rachel, why don't you let people know, because I don't have it in front of me at the moment, if someone would like to call in and ask a question today, what number can they call?
Great. So if you have a question for Megan or I or Charlene, you can call 347-308-8788. And when you're on the phone and you'd like to talk, just press 1 so that we know your hand is raised.
Awesome. Awesome. So, we have a website, which is soulfulpreneur.com, and full is spelled with 2 L's. And you can find all of our previous shows on the website. And we also have a Facebook page. So if you search on Soulfulpreneur, like us on Facebook, and we always post what's coming up. And just to remind people, we had a really special show last week where Rachel and I introduced the book Busting Loose from the Money Game. And it's a book that both of us really loved, and we learned so much from it. And even though the title says it's about money, it really can be applied to all areas of your life. And so we're encouraging our listeners to get a hold of that book and try and cover the first 9 chapters or so by around October 14th. And then we're going to dedicate the show on that day to like a book club format. So we're very excited about that. So if you haven't picked it up, Busting Loose from the Money Game by Robert Sheinfeld, and they have it up on Amazon. But anyway, we are part of the Enlightenment Evolution Network, Soulfulpreneur is, this radio show. And it's a network for all things metaphysical. And we have a Facebook page. If you search on Enlightenment Evolution Network and like that page, you'll get updates on all the shows that are throughout the week. But coming up, because we have shows most every day of the week and sometimes twice a day, and Tuesdays is that lucky day, tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, we have Victoria Vivace Wong, and she hosts Earth Sky People Radio, Your Bridge Between Heaven and Earth. And Victoria talks about living in oneness with one another, with Mother Earth, and with life beyond Earth.
On Wednesdays, we have the Enlightenment Evolution Hour with Rob Gauthier at 9 p.m. Eastern. He's the creator of this network, and he hosts a show where he channels Treb, who is a benevolent reptilian, and with amazing information. You can call in and have Treb answer your questions. And Rob also has metaphysical guest channelers quite often. So check out his show and learn more at trebchanneling.com.
Thursdays at 9 o'clock Eastern, we have Philip Malika's Consciousness Evolution Hour. And on Phil's show, he discusses a wide range of metaphysical topics from the perspective of the fifth dimension. And Philip is also very active on YouTube. So if you search on Philip Malika, you can find more about him there. And he also has a group on Facebook called Consciousness Evolution 2.0 Group. And I do follow that group, and it's quite active, and it's really a lot of fun. People have a lot of interesting insights. So check that out.
On Friday night at 9 p.m. Eastern is the Earth Experience with Kalina Angel. And the Earth Experience really explores our soul's expansion through our human experiences on Earth. So very interesting.
Saturday mornings for the early birds at 11 a.m. Eastern, we have the Odyssey Ascension with Roxanne Swainhart. And Roxy is a channeler and ascension guide, and she answers questions about past lives, ETs, soul purpose, energy activations, and all things ascension.
Sundays at 2 p.m. Eastern is About Oneness with Karen Newman. Her show is focused on celebrating the ongoing conscious awakening of our planet and our realization of oneness and unconditional love. Karen is an author, a lecturer, an integrated channel, and an intuitive.
And then on Monday nights at 9:30 Eastern, we have Heart to Heart Talk Radio with Daniel Scranton. Join Daniel and his guests. They discuss a wide variety of topics, including the shift, global events, channeling, toning, and sound healing. And he opens up the phone lines for questions, and they discuss everything related to living on planet Earth and beyond. And just for those listeners that are in the Connecticut area, Daniel will be in Newtown, Connecticut at Sound on Friday night, on this Friday, so just in a few days. So if you are in the Newtown area, maybe you'd like to join us at Sound, and you can find more. We'll put something on our Facebook page as well for that.
Yeah, and Megan and I will both be there, so get to meet us too.
We will. So we're very excited to see Daniel.
Yes.
So today we have a special guest, Charlene Day, and she is the author of The 30 Laws of Flow, Timeless Principles for Entrepreneurial Success. This book is for everyone who wants to grow spiritually, mentally, and personally by discovering and incorporating time-tested universal laws. From Think and Grow Rich to Conversations with God series, hundreds, if not thousands, of authors over the years have based their teaching on some or all of the universal laws. But until now, there has been no definitive reference that defines and explains the laws in an easy-to-understand format. At last, this book brings a concise, practical compendium of 30 universal laws that so many teachers through the ages have spoken about all in one book. And the book also includes 7 daily practices that allow you to experience the flavor of the law until it is second nature. These practices highlight the power of thought energy, and we'll talk with Charlene more about what thought energy is, and how best to utilize that energy to create entrepreneurial results that flow. And Bob Proctor, who was featured as one of the teachers in the movie The Secret, says about the book, "I fell in love with the title of this book when I first heard it. The word laws and flow belong together. Let Charlene Day's masterpiece help you create a beautiful flow from this point on in your life." So we are very pleased to have Charlene here. Rachel, is she live?
She is in the process of being unmuted right now, if I can get it to work. Let's see. Here we go. Hey, Charlene, you're on with us. How are you? Oh, I can't hear her.
I can't either.
She is unmuted, though. Charlene, if you're with us, if you could come on and let us know you're here. If not, why don't you try to call in again? Okay, so I think she's going to try to call in again. So in the meantime, we can talk about this book. I thought that the title was really cool, too, and Megan and I were discussing this a little bit beforehand about how a lot of teachers, you know, tell you that they have their certain laws and that's what they use, and it's kind of like it's this or the highway. And so I really love how Charlene has brought them all together, and I really can't wait to ask her what she learned about seeing them all like right in front of her. And Megan, you were mentioning how there were, you know, Bashar has 3 or 4 laws, and you read the Seth books and there's laws in that.
Yeah, you do find this idea of laws everywhere, but at the same time, we're creating our own realities. Therefore, I think we create our own laws. But I suppose we all do. Certainly, in the physical material world, there are basic laws that we follow. And then spiritually, I think, you know, there definitely are some. So yeah, 30 is a big number, though, so I'm kind of excited to hear, you know, how she uncovered all this information and put it all together like this. It should be great to find out.
I know, we do. So there's a caller from Skype. I'm going to see if this is her. So if you just called in on Skype, it looks like you are because the numbers are all one. Hello, how are you?
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, is this Charlene?
It is.
Hi, so great to have you in the conversation. Sorry about that before.
Yes, I could hear everything you were saying, but you couldn't hear me.
Yeah. Well,
so glad
luckily
to be
we all have many forms of technology at our disposal these days. It's so wonderful.
Yes. So I'm so glad to be here and to be able to talk about my new book.
Yeah, we're super excited about it. So I guess the first thing we would love to know is, you know, how did this come about? Like, what was the inspiration for it, and what is your backstory so that we can kind of get in your head a little bit as to how this came to be?
Well, I've always been interested in spirit from probably day one. And in my 20s, took a program called Bachelor of Spiritual Science. So I did a four-year program in that in Canada. And I just kept on searching after that. And interestingly enough, when I went to write this book, it wasn't this book at all. It was actually going to be called The Golden Key. And I was going to write for entrepreneurs, and then lo and behold, things started to flow through me, and it was the laws. And of course, the first seven laws are the laws of energy, the way energy works, and they're the main laws that, you know, everything revolves around. And then all these other laws are laws that other people have talked about over the years. And I wanted to have a 30-day program, so I chose 30 of the most prevalent laws that revolve around these seven major laws, like the laws
so the
of energy.
The laws of energy, so that was your focus, is the laws of energy?
Well, they're the ones that we can't change, like the law of vibration, the law of perpetual transformation, transmutation.
Charlene, we kind of, you faded out there.
Oh,
so we'll see if
okay.
You can come back on.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me? Oh, dear. So I can't hear you now, so I guess I need to go back again.
I'm back.
And start over again.
Can
you hear me now?
Yeah.
Oh, good. So I'm back on?
Yes.
I
think it was actually me who was off.
Okay, so we're good?
Yeah, I think
okay.
Our three minds are disrupting the laws of energy, and technology can't handle us today, so we will bear with any technological issues.
Okay, well, what I was saying was the law of vibration, which I think most people have heard of, and then the law of perpetual transmutation of energy is another of the major laws of the seven. Law of polarity, the law of cause and effect, the law of rhythm, and law of relativity, and the law of gender are the main laws that everything revolves around, including the one that everyone knows about, the law of attraction.
That's interesting.
Can you hear me still?
Yeah, before you started writing this, were you aware of all of those in various ways? And I would really love to know more of, like, when you started writing that other book, how exactly did it shift? Because that sounds really fascinating.
Well, I was actually with a book coach who basically was more of a masculine energy and was suggesting I go one way, and then when I sat down to write, the more feminine flow started to flow through me, and it really was not what he was suggesting at all. And so the feminine won out in terms of what was supposed to come out. And the, of course, the cover changed, the title changed, everything changed to go with what was coming through me. And so it was, I had been fascinated with the laws for over 25 years. And so that's what started to come out, and I kept the entrepreneurial part there, but this book could be taken into a spiritual bookstore because it's really doesn't have to be towards entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
So it
so with your practices, like the 7 daily practices, are those geared toward entrepreneurs, or is just are they in general for anybody?
Absolutely anybody, because, of course, the main, well, it's not maybe the main, well, I'm going to say 4 of the practices would be the main ones, and one is meditation, and the other one is gratitude daily, exercise, physical exercise, and drinking water, because I have a health background, and so I'm very aware of how important it is for hydration every day. And how that is a challenge for a lot of people. So I put those 4 as the main ones to integrate into your life on a daily basis. So meditation, hydration, exercise, and gratitude. And then I have 3 others that people can integrate if they are in a entrepreneurial state or any kind of creative state, which is called a life insight, a mindful practice, or a success strategy. So those ones could be more flexible for anybody else that wants to integrate those in. But the 4 that I really am promoting are the meditation, the gratitude, the physical exercise, and the hydration. And all of those, of course, I revolved around the law of the day. So for the 30 days, there's a plan around each law to meditate and have your gratitude and exercise and drink your water.
Nice. And I'm assuming that this is your practice as well.
Absolutely.
Very cool. So what have you noticed?
Now, water, I have my struggles with daily to remember to get it in there, but it's something that is always front of mind to get the next glass of water in there. So, but with all these things, I guess the exercise, the meditation, and the gratitude have become a habit. My water drinking, I have to admit, is still not a habit, even though I'm working towards it being a total habit. Although when I was writing, it was very much a habit. But back to regular life again, it's a struggle again.
I know that I have that same issue with the water thing. I just don't seem to think of it throughout the day. I don't really feel thirsty, but do you think that's like resistance on some part of us? Or I know quite a few people that struggle with the water issue. Have you ever looked into that further? Or because I've read some other things in medical journals that just say some people do require less water than others. So,
well, when you really research it, you see that our brain and most of our workings of our body do need water. And in fact, over 70% of us are water. And so I think it is an important element, so important I put it in the book. Yes. There will be people that will need less than others, but basically we all need it, and I think it's something that we have it hasn't been in front of mind awareness, and I think it's important that we get it back into front of mind awareness, because I think we'll have much better results in our life when we are hydrated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just moved to Phoenix from Connecticut, where, you know, the moisture in the air is vastly different, along with the temperature. And for the first few weeks, I was definitely having a struggle drinking enough water and keeping it in my body. It was really rough. And I've noticed throughout the years that there's a big difference in the quality of water that you can drink. So, like, you know, tap water is going to affect your body differently than filtered water, than spring water, than glass bottled water. So my recommendation is if you're having trouble being thirsty for water or desiring water, then find a water that suits you. You know, it may not be the most easy choice to get, but finding a water that really tastes good to you and that you enjoy drinking can make the difference between staying hydrated and then, you know, being dehydrated.
Yeah, it's a health, for sure. With my health background, I highly recommend finding some sort of filtration water because that's going to be a lot better for you in the long run. But again, I think this water issue goes back to the fact that we get disconnected to our physical body. And when we're disconnected, we don't feel that thirst mechanism. And that, I think, is what we need to get reconnected with. And that's why I thought I'd bring hydration as one of the things that we could work on in terms of being more mindful in our day-to-day.
That's interesting. Yeah. So it's almost a grounding practice, I suppose, to really feel that more.
Yes.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's so funny. The more we talk about this water thing, the more I see how it fits into the whole book, too, because, you know, if you think about it, our water has been recirculating for millions of years, and so these universal laws that you've written about, it's kind of like, you know, our universal water supply, everything is one. So I really like how just the simple act of putting that water in your book is just reinforcing the whole tone, which is, that's really cool.
And of course, water flows.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's really neat.
And when we have enough hydration in our body, then that's going to help us with our flow.
Definitely.
So I was disconnected for just a little bit, so forgive me if Rachel already asked this question, but you mentioned the idea of thought energy. And I read a lot of the Seth material and the idea of, you know, thoughts create reality. Do you want to talk a little bit about thought energy and how we use that and how we can better control things based on our thoughts?
Well, basically everything is energy, and that includes us. And when we are in that vibration of everything is energy, then we are connected to the I'll call it the highest thought aspect. Different people call it different things. And again, in the book, I have like probably a paragraph of what people will call our highest thought energy, everything from God to Creator to the universe. I mean, there's, you know, hundreds of names that we can use for that energy that is the most encompassing energy. And so we are all connected to that, but we forget that we're connected to that when we're in this human form. And so this book is a reminder that we are connected to that highest realm of thought, and that in that place we can create anything. It just, we need to remember that to go to that place and remember that we are connected to that place and that we can create and you know, have the life of our dreams if we get to that place again. And so this book is a reminder to, well, who you really are and to go back to that place of connection.
Interesting. So do you yourself feel like very connected when it comes to like spirit guides and things like that? Or have you more gathered your information through reading and your bachelor's of spiritual science and things like that? Where is kind of the source of some of your stuff?
I've had both experiences, both the experience of learning and the experience of I guess I'm going to call it direct experience. And mm-hmm. In the experience, I do talk about it in the book as well, that because I have personal illustrations of the different laws And with the law of oneness, I talk about my experience of, like, my direct experience of actually losing the ego for, I'm not even sure how long. All I know is it was less than an hour because I had to get back to work. And this was years ago, but I was in a park and the I disappeared and I became one with everything. And in that time, and again, it's very hard to put into words, but during that direct experience, I knew inside that this body was not all there was, and that I had the direct experience of being connected to everything. And so from that point on, it was, I guess, easier to connect with what people would label as spirit guides, and I just was much more fluid and open to what was out there in terms of guides. I mean, because really we're guided every single day. Again, we just have to relax and rest enough to remember or connect or just to hear the messages that are there. And again,
wow,
the most profound place for a lot of people is nature, where we get a lot of messages from nature.
That experience you described, I know someone else described a similar experience, and it was after a meditation group. He had had a really good meditation. It was over an hour kind of experience. He was an experienced meditator, and he said when he left the building, he was, you know, walking down the sidewalk and just felt completely connected with everyone passing by, with the trees, with everything. And it sounds amazing. I mean, once you have that experience, do you want it again, or was it just, it's just there for the glimpse to kind of propel you forward? How do you feel? How old were you when that happened, by the way?
I was in my 20s, and I actually didn't know who to talk to about it for years. And it wasn't until I met a teacher who is, what's her name now, Jack O'Keefe, who's a non-duality teacher. Until I met her, I didn't really understand what had happened, because I had no one really to talk to about it, because I, well, when I did talk to people, they sort of looked at me like I was a little weird. And so finally met somebody who understood what I had experienced.
Sure.
And yes, once you have experienced that, you do want to gain. But once you start, I don't know if study is the right word, but once you start exploring spirituality, you find that it happens when it happens.
Yeah.
We can't force it. It just happens when it's ready.
When it needs to happen, or right. It obviously certainly moved you forward with your work, which is fabulous, and with your messages. So that's great.
Yeah.
I would love to know what your research process was like, because I know you pulled from many different sources. How did you let yourself be led into that, or, you know, what did it look like on your desk at the time of writing?
Well, at the time when I started, because again, I'm into manifestation process as well, so when I started, I put the old cover up on to the left of my desk, so I could see it on the wall. And so that was a motivator to keep the focus. Then, of course, about a few months into the writing, that changed to a different cover, and the title changed. And that motivated me even more, because then, of course, things were flowing, because it was now called the 30 Laws of Flow. And so it really helped the process, knowing that there was a focal point of which is going to end up being this book called The 30 Laws of Flow, instead of something called The Golden Key. So, again, The Golden Key was going to be around that there is the reminder of who we really are, was what was going to be the message, but it didn't quite translate properly, so it ended up being the 30 laws of flow. So a lot of it, when you sit down at the, I guess it's not a typewriter anymore, that just tells you how old I am. when you sit down at the computer, I just allowed it to come. I had a framework upon which, like, I knew I wanted 30 different laws, although I have to admit at the very beginning it ended up being, I think about 26 laws, and then I switched things around and made my four fundamentals. I took them out and put them in a separate chapter, and then found four more laws that I thought were appropriate for personal development and for entrepreneurs.
So you definitely, you're an entrepreneur and you do coaching and speak and so forth. Can you talk to us a little bit about your business and maybe some of the tools you use to grow your practice? Because a lot of our listeners are solo entrepreneurs, and we always try and offer a little advice when it comes to just the nuts and bolts of running a business and being on your own.
Well, what I do is what I'm going to say is the best thing to do for an entrepreneur as well, is I coach people on getting really, really clear on where you want to go first, and getting that, just how I said, I had the picture of the book there as a reminder all the time, like the cover, even though it wasn't the same one all along, it just kept being a visual clue as to where I was headed, and seeing it as already done even before it became a physical manifestation. So in business, you want to see yourself already at the place where you want to go before you actually physically are there. And then, and I talk about this even in the book, you want to ignore all the outside forces that are sight, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. All of our five senses will, you know, ask us to look at all these other forces around us and see the things that may not be where we want to go, that'll divert us, that'll pull us, that'll take us off track. And so our job is to stay focused on where we're going, even though we can't see it yet. And that's the hardest thing for a human to do, is to stay focused on something that they cannot see as a reality yet. And so anytime we're manifesting, whether it be in our business or in manifesting a book or whatever it is that we're creatively working on, it's important that we stay focused on it, even though it's not anywhere near in sight. And we don't have any clue how it's going to happen. But if we keep that focus, and sometimes that's going to require a coach to do that, to stay on track, then it eventually will come into manifestation. And again, there's all these different laws that work with you if you start to really, you know, explore these laws to actually help it happen faster. Then when you don't have the knowledge of these laws, and you may get diverted again off on a distraction, or someone else says something and diverts you off into another track, or in other words, that focus of staying so clear on something that you cannot see yet is so, so important for success in any venture, whether it be an entrepreneurial venture or creative venture or writing a book venture, whatever it is. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And I would love to know, can you give us an example of a law or two that would support that, in case people, you know, I think a lot of people listening, we've heard of a couple, like we've heard of the law of attraction or the law of resonance, but what are some laws that may be helping us now that we don't even know exist?
Well, I did put in the law of self-knowledge because a lot of times we do need that inner knowledge of self. And one of the things that I've studied over the years that I have found extremely helpful is something called the Enneagram, E-N-N-E-A-G-R-A-M, the Enneagram. And what I love about that one is that it really works on our soul's purpose. In other words, it shows the personality that has come forth to learn from so that we can get back to the soul aspect of ourselves. And so that has been a wonderful journey for me to see where I can get off track and how to get back on track for my soul's purpose. And so that's what I love about the Enneagram. It's that deep that it really does help you focus back. And so that's one of the things I recommend in the self-knowledge law is to really get possibly even exploring that for yourself because when you have a little bit of direction as to where you could get off and then consciously know how to get back onto your soul's purpose, it's really helpful. So I think that's one thing that is helpful in terms of staying on track. And then, of course, as you said, everybody knows about the law of attraction. What I really try to get home for everybody is that the law of vibration is really underneath the law of attraction. And so it really is our vibration daily that's important. So if we have our, you know, not so great day, see how fast you can turn that around so that you can get the vibration again that's working in harmony with the goal that you're going after. And so I know we can't expect everybody to be like 100% of the time, so our goal is to get back on track to a good vibration as quickly as possible so that we can stay on track with where we're going. So those would be two things for sure. Law of sacrifice as well. A lot of people will allow those diversions to get in the way. And sometimes we do need to say, okay, I am not going to do that. I'm going to sacrifice that particular time of whatever I was going to do with whoever and turn it back to my, if you're writing a book, back to my book writing or back to calling somebody for, you know, an appointment or, you know, something that's going to further you towards your goal. And sometimes that's difficult for people to use that law to get back on focus. And again, the law of manifestation really shows you how to stay on track as well. I did go through that in the book as well. And that was Law 27 in the book to really help you sort of pull it all together to manifest. So there again, there's a lot, so many of the laws of masterminding, like getting other people to help you with whatever you're working on and discussing it and giving good ideas and working towards your final outcome. All of those things are very helpful towards going after your goal, your work, whatever it is that you're going after.
That's interesting. Yeah, the law of masterminding, that's something that really shifted my business. And being such an introvert, I was always sort of afraid of that. You know, I never put myself in groups of people. And when I started doing that, everything kind of exploded for me. So I can attest to that one for sure. And I know that was discussed in one of the, you know, big texts. I can't remember if it was Think and Grow Rich or the other one, but I know that it's not a new concept, but I think a lot of us, we hear the laws and we've heard them before, and so we're like, that's a cliche, that's not going to work. But they're laws for a reason, and we've heard of them for a reason because they actually work. What has been, do you have any case studies or personal examples of, starting to follow more of these laws and then having seen changes in people?
I guess the best case study is myself, that the more I became aware, had the conscious awareness of the laws, the more, I think it was in the law of vibration, I tell my story about, because I do a personal example on each of the laws, I think it was the law of vibration, I did the story of one day waking up where I was in a very foul mood, and I ended up getting 2 tickets that day, because I was, one for a parking ticket and one for turning left on the place where you weren't supposed to turn left ticket, and another day when I woke up and everything was in flow, and everything flowed that day. And so the vibration is so, so important. And before I had the awareness of, my vibration and how that affected my outer life, I didn't know that I could change. In fact, around the time that I got those 2 tickets, I didn't have a clue about the law of vibration. And so I would go around in foul moods, and of course I would get things happening to me that would not be so pleasant. And so when I did learn about the law and saw that, hey, I can change this, I have a very different kind of world now than I did years ago when I was in my 20s, and 30s, and before I really got the sense of, okay, this law actually is there and it actually works. That when we change our vibration, all the things around us change, because we're all the same vibration. It's all one. And actually, one of the reasons I liked the fact that you talked about the book last week, that one on money that just went out of my head.
The Busting Loose from the Money Game.
Yes, the Busting Loose one. What I love about that book is the fact that you get to create your world. I mean, that's one of the messages in there, is that you get to create your world, you get to create your vibration, and it's a wonderful place to be where you know that you are the one that creates all this and that you can change it as well. It really takes away the victim consciousness that the whole world is sort of revolving around, and that puts you back in the driver's seat. And that's what I love, is that the more aware that we can become of the laws and the fact that we are the ones in the driver's seats, then we can create anything. And the more you study quantum physics, which I do at the end of the book, the more you can realize that when you really get the levels of consciousness up there into a place that may be foreign at the moment, but as you keep stretching past what your physical senses are giving you, then we can do all sorts of things. And again, for most of us, it's scary as all get out, because we could be doing all sorts of things that are mind-bending. And so we find it hard to go there, because it's not in the, quote, norm of this society that we live in. And so the best way to explore that is to get with like-minded people who also want to explore the quantum element, and then it won't be so scary.
Like us and our listeners. None of us are from the normal realm.
I used to think I was.
Yeah. But then you followed the law of self-knowledge, and you got, a better exam. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Charlene, do you have clients that maybe come to you because I think there's, a lot of people are kind of waking up and realizing that there's more going on than just all this conditioning that we grow up with. But if someone comes to you and they know they want more out of their life, but they're not really sure what that is, do you point them towards that Enneagram that you talked about? Or how does someone perhaps seek out more of their purpose when they are feeling that calling but not quite sure where to go?
Yes, I usually do integrate the Enneagram in with my coaching, because it is such a powerful tool to really get people clarity for themselves And with that clarity, then they, like I had another client who was totally lost. And when we found her Enneagram type and she started to explore who she was, she decided then she was going to start writing books, which had never crossed her mind even before. And but she saw that she was what was called a four on the Enneagram, which is a very creative number on the Enneagram, and like the creativity is very rich there. And when she started to explore who she really was in, well, again, who she really is a soul, but the personality that overlaid that soul, she started to see this whole road that opened up that she had never seen before. So it was a real eye-opener, and then totally released all this creativity in her that had been hidden for so long. So, yes, I do use the Enneagram quite a lot.
Yeah, that has come up for me several times in the last week or two. So it was interesting when you said it. I haven't fully explored it yet, but like, okay, I'm taking it as a sign.
I know, yeah, me too.
you too?
I wrote it down because Christina Morassi mentioned that as well, and she was a number four. And, of course, she's extremely creative too. And I believe I'm a four, but I haven't done it in so long. I can't really remember. So I'm going to go to that again, too.
Yeah.
Hey, just go to Enneagram.com, and you will actually find surveys, questionnaires that will start to, you answer them, and you get an inkling. It may not be exactly who you are, because, again, I've been studying Enneagram now for about 14 years, and there are wings, and there's instincts, and there's different things that could knock your number into looking like another number when in fact you are another number again, right? So, because the most famous one, well, not maybe not the most famous, but a one that a lot of people experience is twos that who are helpers sometimes show up as fours, and fours sometimes show up as twos. And so you really may have to explore it. The book I recommend is The Wisdom of the Enneagram by Russ Hudson, and I forget the other author's name because he's passed away, but Russ I know personally, and he's a wonderful man, and highly recommend that book because it's a real good starting point to explore and see which number is the best suited for your exploration of the personality structure that will lead you back to the soul.
Excellent. And I want to point out that Charlene has a free gift for you guys. If you want a free chapter of her book, just go to 30lawsofflow.com, and that's 30 with a 30, lawsofflow.com/free-gift, and you can get that. So buy her book, read it, or get the free chapter and then buy it. But it sounds really helpful. You know, whatever you're going through in your life, it sounds like this can really strengthen your strategy, get you there quicker, help you know more about yourself. So thank you, Charlene, for writing it.
Oh, you're welcome. And I highly recommend everybody get the free chapter because it's actually a 30-day plan, and so you're going to get each of the laws one at a time for 30 days.
Oh, that's really cool.
And you won't
Well, I guess I could probably guess. So from what you've been talking about, the law of vibration is probably the one that you maybe favor as your personal favorite. But do you have a favorite law?
The law of oneness, because I've had that direct experience. I guess it's my absolute favorite. they all work together. I mean, it really is. I mean, the great law says everything is energy. And so all of these laws work together seamlessly. And so it really, it's hard to say one over the other because it really is all one. It's just the way we, you know, have the world and differentiations to learn from. And But, I mean, the main seven, which are the first seven that are in the book, are the ones that are basically like the law of gravity. It's that kind of thing where if we don't have those, everything vibrating and transmuting and the polarity. Well, polarity one is interesting because a lot of times people feel like, oh, I have total scarcity, but they don't understand that scarcity, if you have scarcity, that means you have abundance. Because the law of polarity, you can't have one without the other. And so anybody that has experiencing scarcity means that you have abundance. You just have to get to the awareness of the other side of the law of polarity to see that abundance.
Very interesting. I hear a lot about the law of polarity, and especially, you know, with all the fifth dimensional talk and how we're evolving. And I think it's really interesting, you know, it's like a seesaw, you know, you have the middle, you have that simple observational point, and then you have both sides, like you're saying, but they cannot be disconnected because you can't have one extreme without the other.
Right. All one, and it's just that we, in this dualistic world, make everything right or left or up or down, and so we see things in that polarity way, but the reality is it's all one. And when we can get to that awareness, then all sorts of things open up.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And do you have a favorite gratitude practice for yourself? Is it journaling in the morning, or what do you recommend for your clients that maybe aren't in that habit?
I do recommend a journal, and if you don't have a journal, even a piece of paper, and write down at least, I say in the book, 3 to 5 in the book, but I do 10 a day in terms of a minimum of 10. Sometimes just keeps on going, but depending on my day and how I'm feeling, it is something that I highly, highly, highly recommend that everybody do, because, of course, you immediately go into a whole other vibration when you're in an attitude of gratitude.
Yeah, definitely. I do that in the morning when I wake up. If I wake up and I'm not feeling excited and amazed and, you know, grateful already, then I'll just lay there and I'll think about all the wonderful things in my life and the people and my cats, and I'll make sure that I don't get out of bed until I'm feeling really good, because, it, you know, what you're talking about is that.
The traffic tickets.
I don't want a traffic ticket either, so. Yeah, and I've definitely noticed that if I get out of bed and I'm not feeling great, or I'm angry or irritated, that's the day I'm going to get the phone call or the email that's nasty, you know, so I can definitely attest to that.
Yeah, I think our day is a mirror, right? Our day is always a mirror of how we're feeling on the inside.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Well, thank you so much, Charlene, for joining us today. And I'm really looking forward to reading the book. And Rachel, do you want to let the listeners know one more time about the free gift?
Yeah, so you can check out Charlene's website at 30lawsofflow.com. And to get the free chapter, just go to 30lawsofflow.com/free-gift.
Great. So, Charlene, do you have any anything else coming up that you want to let our listeners know about? There's the book, but any events or?
Well, I think we're working on the Amazon bestseller launch. I've got someone else working on that with me, and I believe our date for that is September 30th. So if people want to pick up the book, I believe for 99 cents that day, I think that's what's going to happen. I just don't have a link yet for you because I've got someone else doing the work on that. So if people want to contact me about, or if there's any way to contact you so you can contact your list, I could, as soon as I get a link, I could pass that along, and then people could get it for 99 cents that day.
Great.
That'd be awesome. We'd love to put that on our Facebook page, so help you with that bestseller status. Awesome.
Okay, great. So I will keep you posted as soon as my gal lets me know what my links are. So,
okay,
for that.
Sounds great, Charlene.
All right, and I have one more question. I can't resist. So I saw you have a wonderful glowing review from Bob Proctor. So I think everyone would want to know, how did you get a review from Bob Proctor?
Well, I'm one of his coaches. Like, I'm a thinking into results facilitator with his organization, and so I see Bob on a regular basis.
That's awesome. Congratulations on that. That's really, really, really cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, thanks again, Charlene. We will be sure to promote your book, and everybody, go get your free chapter so that when the book comes out, you're ready to purchase and you're excited. And I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot more from you, Charlene. It sounds like you have a lot ahead of you.
Oh, yes. Yes, well, I'm very glad to be on your show today and wish you luck on your discussion for your next discussion group on the Breaking Free of the Money Game.
The Busting Loose book. Yeah, we're looking forward to that.
Yes.
Awesome.
Great book. So.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Charlene.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a great day. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, that was pretty great.
That was. That was interesting. Yeah, there were some laws that she mentioned that I hadn't heard of, the law of self-knowledge, even though maybe that's an instinctual thing, but that was interesting, and law of polarity and law of sacrifice, which that is a good point. We do have to sometimes make tough choices when we're on a mission.
Yeah, I heard that being discussed the other day. I can't remember from who. Oh, it was Chris Guillebeau. He is an author and a coach, and he talks about quests, you know, and really like being more than just ourselves, and really interesting guy. And he was talking about how he traveled actually to every single country in the world, 193.
Yes, I saw that interview. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he was talking about sacrifice and how he definitely had to say no to a lot of work stuff because, you know, he was traveling and he had this mission. And, you know, the thing about it is I get it and I get the word, and I haven't looked it up, so I could be incorrect. But just the word sacrifice, it sounds so victimized.
Mm.
I prefer to use the word choice.
Yeah.
And preference. Like, it's my preference to choose this instead of that. You know, and you could look at it as a sacrifice. It's such a loaded word for us now. And I would hate to think like, well, I'm going for my dreams, but I have to sacrifice like my, relationships. And
right.
Yeah. But that's just me. I'm just
going
to rant.
That's a good point. I don't think you have to have like, you know, a certain portion of your life has to be unhappy in order for you to achieve some goal.
Yeah, but I'm sure that's not what the law means anyway, and that's just our connotations of it in our society, you know?
Right. Well, we'll read her book, and then we'll have a whole talk show episode on the law of sacrifice.
Yeah, that would be interesting. I think moms especially, I mean, it's like when you have a kid, oh, your life is over.
Yeah.
You know? That's a huge thing.
Yeah.
And you could talk about that, I'm sure. I mean, you have a life, and you have a daughter, and you could probably be a great example for a lot of people.
Well, that's nice of you to say. My daughter's going to graduate high school this year, so my job is partially almost done. But, I did make sure that I had a life and took care of my daughter, and I think that set a good example for her. And if you're not doing some things for yourself, then you have nothing to give to your kids. You're just sort of frazzled and at wit's end, and they can feel that. Kids feel your mood, even if you're saying one thing and feeling another, right?
Definitely.
Do as I say, not as I feel. I don't know. I think they do what you feel, so.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Well, that was great today, Rachel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Again, it ends so quickly.
I know. The hour just flew by.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, we will mention again here at the end of the show that we are part of the Enlightenment Evolution Network. And if you look that term up on Facebook, you can like their page and get updates. And in a few hours here, in about 6 hours, tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, we have Victoria Vibase Wong with Earth Sky People, your bridge between heaven and earth.
Yep, and Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, we have the Enlightenment Evolution Hour with Rob Gauthier. He is the creator of this network and channels a being called Treb. And you can find more at trebchanneling.com.
And Thursdays at 9 p.m., we have Philip Malika's Consciousness Evolution Hour, and he discusses a range of metaphysical topics from the perspective of the fifth dimension. And he's got a group on Facebook called Consciousness Evolution 2.0.
Friday night at 9 p.m. Eastern is the Earth Experience with Kalina Angel. And on that show, they discuss our soul's expansion through our human experiences on Earth.
Saturday mornings at 11 a.m., we have the Odyssey Ascension with Roxanne Swainhart. And she's a channeler and ascension guide. And she answers your questions about past lives and soul purpose and all things ascension.
Sundays at 2 p.m. Eastern is About Oneness with Karen Newman. And her show focuses on celebrating the ongoing conscious awakening of our planet and our realization of oneness and unconditional love.
And then Mondays at 9:30 Eastern, we have Heart to Heart Talk Radio with Daniel Scranton. And he is a Reiki master, a channel, and a sound healer. And he has guests on his show and opens the phone lines and talks about all things related to living on planet Earth and beyond. And Daniel will be in Newtown, Connecticut, and he'll be channeling live at Sound in Newtown. And if you want more info on that event, if you're in the Connecticut area, just drop us a note on our Facebook page, and we will hook you up, and we'd love to meet you in person.
Yeah, cannot wait to meet you. Cannot wait to see Daniel. It's really going to be a great event.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. So, and I'm just happy to say that next week's show, Rachel and I will be live together.
Yay!
She'll be back in Connecticut for a short while, so we'll have to do something fun for next week's show.
Yes, definitely. That's going to be great. So we don't have a guest. It's just going to be me and Megan and you, so we would love for you to call in and ask us things. I'm sure we'll have a theme. We'll let you know about that. But, yeah, thanks for joining us today. We had a great call, and I hope you got a lot out of it. I'm going to go look up my Enneagram, and I would love for you to do it, too, and then come back to the Facebook page, and we can all talk about what we found out. And, yeah, anything for you, Megan?
That's it. I was going to do the same thing. So
cool.
Maybe I'll post what my number is, my type is, and get back to you.
Awesome. Yeah, because I bet me and Megan are going to be different.
Oh, yes. We are the odd couple. We're Felix and Oscar, right? But that's what makes it work.
Yeah. Oh, and you know, I'm just going to throw this out there. So Megan and I are creating something together for this soulful printer journey that we're on. And if you have anything you'd like to see us do, just let us know, because we're in the inquiry mode right now, feeling out the situation and what we could offer you. And yeah, if you have any ideas, feel free to let us know on our Facebook page or in an email.
That's a super idea.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
So. Yeah, I know. It's so sad.
Another one wrapped up, but I'm looking forward to seeing you in a few days, and safe travels.
Thanks.
And thanks to everybody for listening today, and we will connect with you next week.
Yes, until next week, we love you, and have a good one.